there are a few things I want to explain to you. And I'll try to define to the best of my ability.
Welcome to the After Dark program with Kimberly F. Brown. It's just Kimberly, 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 Brown, Brown, Brown. Welcome to Brown on Cleveland, the After Dark program. Say what?
Ladies and gentlemen, sit back and relax. It's time for Brown on Cleveland and the After Dark program with your podcast host, Kimberly F. Brown.
Welcome to the After Dark program with Kimberly F. Brown. It's just Kimberly, 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 Brown, Brown, Brown. Welcome to Brown on Cleveland, the After Dark program.
The Brown Report newspaper, the Brown on Cleveland podcast, Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland, is being brought to you by Doveside Promotions, LLC. This is our disclaimer. We do not own the rights to any music or sound effects aired on the After Dark program, nor on the Brown on Cleveland podcast.
Well, I tell you, sometimes it never stops, and the way some cities and school boards operate, I am never really amazed about the shiggity-boo that goes on behind closed doors, in front of the public, and on social media. So this evening, I want to address a situation that occurred in Maple Heights, Ohio. Maple Heights, Ohio. By the way, this is Brown, 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 simply Brown on Cleveland. No gossip or talk, and just a little bit of drama. So let's talk about Maple Heights School Board. Here is a very pressing issue that came to my attention, one that caused me to pause. There was a young lady. Her name is Tina Stafford Mulberry. Tina Stafford Mulberry, she ran for school board member this past election. She ran on a slate and she won. She won. Now, Stafford Mulberry is not the kind of person that a lot of people would or do enjoy working with or like. But in lieu of that, Stafford Mulberry did win the seat for school board. And right before she were supposed to be sworn in, Tina Stafford Mulberry, she resigned from the seat. She never got the opportunity to sit at the table. She never got the opportunity to review policies nor procedures. She never got the opportunity to gel so swell with her colleagues on the school board. I got this letter from Maple Heights School Board, and the letter was written by Tina Stafford Marbury. And Stafford Marbury was talking about, or shall I say, is talking about, the reason why she chose to resign. And she resigned from the school board because she is saying that she has been bullied by other school board members. And she submitted some evidence that she gathered from social media. So my issue is not about the lady resigning. My issue is about bullying. My issue is about intimidation. My issue is about going along to get along to please the masses or the master. That's my issue. My issue is the issue regarding school board members bullying other school board members, but yet these school board members are supposed to be leaders in our community, setting an example for our children. Every school district has a no bullying policy. Every school district has a no bullying policies. So my question to Maple Heights School Board is, what are you going to do about these allegations and accusations regarding current school board members who bully? That is my question. We've left a message for the school board president, and of course, she has yet to respond. So Brown, Simply Brown on Cleveland, we did write an article on Newsbreak regarding this situation. This is Brown on Cleveland. Brown on Cleveland will be attending the next school board meeting to question and address the school board president, and her name is Rosalind Moore. And we will have a discussion about what policies are in place to have a school board member removed when in fact they are involved in bullying and inappropriate behavior that causes strife, stress, and intimidation. This is Brown, Simply Brown on Cleveland. We believe that adults should set the example. And when they can't or when they won't, it's time to send them packing. This is a strong message from Kimberly F. Brown, a Brown, Simply Brown on Cleveland. Thank you.